Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. I'm happy to share the experience of North Macedonia in the circular economy. Since March of this year, we have a roadmap for circular economy. You can add it to your list and maybe a dot on the map that it was not there. So it was prepared with the support of the OECD, and it is really a good in-depth diagnostic of the circular economy landscape in the country. It has outlined 5 priority areas where we will focus our work in the future, and that is circular business models for SMEs, construction, biomass and food, textile industry and mining, and the metallurgy sectors. So if I can say, we are a bit of latecomers in the circular economy in our region. I think that it gives us an opportunity to really learn from experience of others and to take good experiences and examples for our country. And we are open for cooperation with the international community and bilaterally with countries that have implemented projects. And also, I really thank you for the opportunity and for this conference to share the experience and knowledge. And I'm looking forward to continue the cooperation with the UNEC also in the future with the workshop we are organizing on circular economy. Well, I have to say that if we are speaking about circular economy, not, you know, it's a full cycle, of course, but some elements. The landscape back home is not totally empty. There are projects financed by the international community mostly that have some circularity. They are mostly financing financial and technical support to the government, and there are many of them. However, we have still a long way to go, and the private sector has not been really fully involved in this until now. They show interest. There are some projects that have some circular elements that companies have developed, but because of their own interest, there is no structured governmental support for them. However, I must mention the program of the Ministry of Economy for support of SMEs. Since last year, they have also included the circular economy as a condition for these grants. Basically, SMEs that would develop technical feasibility studies or standards, they would benefit from this program. These grants are really small and limited. However, it sets the tone, you know, it's a good example that the government really wants to develop this area. And another good example maybe is the extended producer responsibility scheme. It works well. There are 6 schemes, and the one that is most developed is the one for recycling of packaging waste. There is a producer responsibility organization, PACOMAC, that has been able so far to reach a 40% of recycling rate for the packaging waste, and they have also developed application for digital tracking of waste. So there are positive examples that are there. However, if we look at the PPP as a model of financing of circular economy projects, since 2012, when the law on PPPs and concessions was adopted, there have been around 42 projects in different areas, sectors, and on different levels, state, municipal, or state-owned companies. And 4 of them are focused on waste management, and they are all on municipal level. There are some projects for also that worked well for energy efficient municipal lighting, also municipal level, some PV project on central for photovoltaics on central level. All stakeholders that I've talked to, they agree that PPP is a good model for financing of these types of projects on municipal level. Why? Because I would just share some figures here. We really are struggling, and it's a challenge. Municipal waste treatment management is a challenge in the country, and an opportunity, because of often struggling municipalities are often struggling with fiscal austerities, and they are responsible for management of the municipal waste. And the main method of managing waste is unfortunately landfills, and we are at the global average, 70%. Way above the EU average, sorry for that. Recycling also is below 1%. and apart from the private initiatives, of course, but managed by the municipality really low, composting as well, and usually we dump waste at landfills and illegal dump sites. 30% of waste is basically mostly in rural municipalities is not treated or it's unaccounted for. So we are lacking data, as you said. So that's an issue as well. And the same goes for recycling, which is also managed by the municipality and it's their responsibility. As I said, there is a general affirmation that PPPs have big potential as projects that can help the circular economy transition in North Macedonia, especially on municipal level. The legal framework is in place. It is a good legal framework. It basically transposes most of the EU acquis in different sectors that are related to circular economy. And I'm not talking only about the laws on public on PPPs, but also legal framework on public procurement and the sectoral legal framework, law on waste management, law on energy efficiency, etc. So I'm really thankful to the previous panel that has outlined all the challenges on the public procurement side, because they apply in our case as well. Even though we have the green public procurement in our law, it has not happened so far. You know, they are more expensive, and people, businesses, and state authorities are used to do, the business as usual, or how the old way of doing things, and they, it is not easy to implement them. And also, the same goes probably for the PPPs. There are several specific challenges in the country. One is that there is no strategy for investments. So basically, PPPs, the state favors mostly international donors, funds, or state budget than PPPs, and then probably they would be the last choice in this case to invest, even though on municipal level, I mean, logically speaking, if you see the bigger framework, they would be the first choice. Yes, so 1 minute. Yeah, I'll be there. Sorry. And so basically it's ad hoc strategy and try and see in our case, which apparently doesn't work well. Also on the side of the businesses, they fear, in the transparency of the process, the public procurement process, the political also involvement in some of the in the practical processes. And I'm just speeding up. Really, we need to raise awareness of the entire circular economy model, not only within the state authorities or local authorities, but also the businesses. And the whole society should be prepared basically for this circular economy transition, because if one of the stakeholders, is not there, then the circle cannot be closed, and we cannot talk about the circularity in this sense. And I just want to say that the political will is very important. And here, my country, North Macedonia, we really follow the EU Green Agenda. There's the EU Green Agenda for the Western Balkans, and also the UN Agenda on Sustainable Development. And I think that, the future can be bright if we really try to implement what's on paper, because it really looks very nice on paper. Thank you very much.